Larger expanses of shoreline and small islands are appearing as the water levels fall. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says some birds will use the undisturbed areas as a resting spot. Some might even nest there. John Shoemaker is a refuge planning specialist with the agency. He says just like some existing islands, the new ones should be protected and people should not disturb them.
I guess I'd use some discretion, you know, if I were out boating, and particularly if I saw birds on the island, I would recognize that that may be a place where they're raising their family that year.
Legal ownership of the new islands is not clear, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is putting together plans to protect them as wildlife refuges. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.